everybody, welcome. My name is Matthew. Thank you very much for joining. Today, I am talking about the United States 10-year government bond yield. Now, the official name is the 10-year note. The United States has bills, also bonds. The catch-all for any country globally is, of course, a government bond. This is just how bonds work. They're a little bit different than, say, stocks. They're a form of debt that they issue, of course, to cover their deficits in their operations. So governments collect money from taxpayers via taxes. They spend money via expenditures on whatever they like sometimes. And there's usually a deficit there. And to plug the deficit, they issue debt. Typically, they issue bonds. Now, the most important thing in the government bond market, or in any bond market, of course, in the corporate bond market as well, is the yield. The yield is basically the market's signal of how much this bond is worth, okay? Now, I don't want to say too much more about that in this video. I'll talk about that more in the next video, about what the yield could mean when it goes up or when it goes down. But I just want to show you the volatility of the government bond, 10-year government bond yield in the last 60 years. So you see here, starts about 4% here in the early 60s, tops at a astounding 15.7% in the early 1980s. And then it goes down, 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 all the way till the peak of COVID here in, let's say, July, August 2020. It bottoms at 0.6%. And then we see that it's gone back up here to October 2023, a high of roughly 5%. Okay. So I don't want to talk about why the price swings like that in this video. I just want to show you that this is the price swinging. Another thing, this is a great book, Sidney Homer, The History of Interest Rates, Homer and Silla, Richard Silla. This, if you're into finance or economics at all, you have to have this book. You have to understand that people do track this stuff over the long term, and it's very helpful. What I can tell you, if you read that book, big picture, this here in the early 1980s was close to humanity highs in the bond market. You'd have to go back to ancient Greece or further back in Babylon to get up to this level. And this here is close to humanity lows. So that's a pretty interesting feature of our bond market over the last 60 years. We could ask why that is. I'm not going to ask or answer that in this video. All right. So all-time highs here, all-time lows here. 10-year government bond for the United States. Let's put the mean over the last 60 years. Here it is. Okay. I can say this mean here is probably a little bit higher than the all-time humanity average. I plan on fleshing this out for you, dear viewer, dear listener, over the course of this channel, but I'm not going to do that now. But the average here, 5.9% over the last 60 years for the 10-year government bond yield. Let's look at one sigma down, two sigma up. Okay, so any time that the yield itself is inside these blue bands, this is a visual representation that that event, that happenstance, that occurrence within these 60 years is a one sigma event, or it happens two-thirds of the time. Okay, roughly two-thirds of the time, that's what one sigma means. So you see here, most of the time throughout this chart, the yield is in these bands. Now, you can clearly see there's a trend up here in the 60s and the 70s, a trend down all the way, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, all the way to 2020. So I'm not saying that it's, you know, a clear trend or anything. This is just a very simple, dumb mean. And I'm drawing these trend lines or these percentile bands around the mean. But that's what it is, okay? So now, as of 2023, we are actually within a one sigma move. Interestingly, we are back to, let's say, somewhat normal levels. We're still below the all-time average, which is 5.9%, but at 4.1%, which we are right now for the 10-year government bond yield, we're getting close to the all-time mean. Let's look at two sigma down and two sigma up. Okay, so here we can see this kind of takes into the extreme moves a little bit better, but the the delta is quite huge. Okay, so two sigma, what does that mean again? That means everything inside these red bands, and I'm even going to take one sigma off, everything inside these red bands happens 95% of the time. So 95% of the observations will be between these red bands. But obviously that's not so helpful because, you know, we haven't hit a two sigma move based on this 60-year data since 1984 to the top, to the upside, see? Two sigma move up would be 13.3%. In 1984, it was above that, 13.6% or so, and it went, as we said, up to 15% in 1981. Okay, and let's go two sigma down now. It never occurred, two sigma down, until COVID. Okay, so yes, this will show you the extremes, but you know, knowing those extremes is kind of difficult when you talk about long-term planning. I mean, this is half a generation, right, between the early 80s and now. And that's just, you know, this is half of human life, right? And that's what it is. So just showing you, I'm not trying to tell you where I think the yield is going to go, but it can be pretty wild in certain times. And I think this is a good representation of that. So let's look at the extremes again. 13.3% is a two sigma up move, and a two sigma down move is 1.5%. Now, if you look over the last decade, obviously we've been bouncing around two sigma down. We've pierced below it here during COVID, and now we're well above it. Okay. Depending on how central banks and governments around the world feel like they may need to spend more money in the future to deal with the world's problems, which is what they like to consider themselves capable of doing, more money may be printed and more borrowing may occur in the future. If it does, these are the levels to look out for as far as very, very rare moves. But again, I'm not saying it goes there. I'm just showing you the extremes that can occur with a 10-year government bond yield. So that's all I wanted to show you here today with the 10-year government bond. Hope that this helps you at least understand the big picture of where rates have been, where rates could go. But the all-time average of the last 60 years, 5.9% for the 10-year government bond yield to maturity. Thanks for watching.